on a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can call 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions to 411-923 or emails info@rosieonthehouse.com. It is the Outdoor Living Hour. We've got Farmer Greg. If you're looking at your home maintenance calendar, you're seeing gray water, rainwater. It was supposed to be on this week. Yes, it was. Now, we put the calendars together a year in advance, and sometimes things change, like this great opportunity to be on site for mesquite bean harvesting. And Farmer Greg has a mesquite mill. Next week, there'll be everything that's picked today will be ground up at the mill next week. But we've also got a fifth week here in June. So next week, we'll have Farmer Greg back as well. We'll have a follow-up to the amount of flour that they produce, as well as talking about gray water, rainwater for your urban farm. But I'm looking at my talking points here, and you've got eat mesquite.
Eat mesquite and more. Yeah. So we're out here at Dale Creek Equestrian Center at 135th Avenue and Camelback. And we have about, there's about 40 people out here harvesting mesquite beans.
Greg's like the rock star out here, homie. They're all like, oh, Mr. Greg, tell us what to do next. And they're all
here's a bucket.
You.
Get a bean.
Yeah. There you go. Bring 5 pounds. Get a 5-gallon bucket. So I just wanted to cover the milling process really quickly. There's some really important things that we have to know. First of all, you want to taste the bean. We talked about that last segment. Make sure you taste the bean. Then harvest off of the tree only. We highly suggest that you harvest a 5-gallon bucket, about a 5-gallon bucket. That's going to give you a nice supply of flour for the year. Then you want to take it home and dry it out. Make sure that the beans are super, super, super dry. And then you're going to bring them down to us next weekend, next Friday and Saturday at the fruit tree warehouse where we do our fruit tree program every year, where the mill is at.
And that's not the same as the urban farm, though.
That is not the same as the urban farm. I can't do everything that I would love to do at my third acre in North Central Phoenix.
Yeah, Rosie said, I don't know how he's going to do all that at the farm. So it's not at the farm.
It's not at the farm.
I would add that you sort the pods and remove any leaves or stems.
Yep.
And any questionable pods that you may have a question, set them aside. Or you also want to remove or set aside any really moist or bendy pods. Make sure that they are very dry and
now,
give them the snap test.
You know, some of them have those little holes bored in them. Does that bother you at all?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
So those little holes are bugs that are boring their way out.
They've come out.
They've come out.
Exactly.
They're brucid beetles.
Oh, so if they get milled in, then there's a little more protein.
There's a little bit more protein, exactly.
They're very tiny.
Okay.
Keep saying the pods. I'm not cracking this mesquite bean open. The mill crushes both the bean and the bean pod shell.
Exactly. We mill the whole banana.
And the only reason you would crack it is to suck out the flavor, just to kind of taste
exactly.
it and see. Chew it around a little bit and make sure it's not bitter.
Right.
Make sure it's more on the sweet side.
Exactly.
Now, you said you want them really dry. Do I need to throw these in direct sunlight? Do I spread these out inside?
I keep them in my big solar oven called a car.
Yeah.
With the windows rolled up. It dries them out real well.
That'll do it. Or yeah. As is the last segment, we do in the dehydrator.
Mm-hmm. Or the oven.
Or the oven, exactly. Mm-hmm. And we actually have, if you go to growphx.com, on the calendar page, there's Peggy did a couple of weeks ago, Peggy did a nice webinar on mesquite beans, and so you'll get an hour on harvesting mesquite beans.
That's on the Grow Phoenix.
That's on the growphx.com calendar page, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So when you bring your beans down to us next Friday and Saturday, there's going to be a process we're going to go through.
Okay.
If your beans are not dry or they appear like they've been picked up off of the ground, we will reject them. This is a public community mill that we're doing. So anything that's bad that goes in the mill, we all get. So we want to make sure that we're going to be sorting all of that stuff out. So if you bring beans in, they're not dried completely. They have black on them. They look like they've been harvested off the ground. We will reject them. We will not mill them.
So it's not bean for bean. You don't take my 5 pounds and do that. That all goes in and then everybody gets...
Exactly.
Got it.
We do five gallons at a time. Exactly.
No wonder you're so picky
about it. But everyone gets back what they put in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
their own beans.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Okay. So if you bring a 5-gallon bucket, mm-hmm. we're going to put your name on the 5-gallon bucket and put it in the mill and mill it, and then you're going to pick it up.
Okay.
You're going to get that exact
Do I get
flour.
It that morning? Do I get it right back?
Well, good question. Be patient with us. We've never done this before, so we're figuring it out. I've got some good coaches down in Tucson teaching us how to do this.
But part of that's going to be turnout.
Yeah, part of it's going to be turnout.
And based on this morning, there's a lot of people who are very interested
exactly.
in doing this.
Exactly. So then the other thing is that this is a $12,000 mill. We have raised about half of the funds for it. The other half is on one of my credit cards. It's a 0% credit card, but it is on one of my credit cards. So we'll need to get that paid off in the next year. So we do charge for milling.
How much is it?
It's $5 a pound of the flour.
Okay.
So if you bring us a nice bucket and it's and you get 4 pounds of flour out of that bucket, it's going to cost you $20. And that goes to supporting the mill and, you know, supporting this really cool community.
I think it's very fair
asset.
To have something organic, locally grown, and you can say it's just so unique, man. You can wow your friends.
Exactly. And the other thing is that when we bought a used one, mm-hmm. and when we refurbed it, we made it totally food grade. So we'll talk about that after this segment.
All right.